From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Godette. It's Idaho Matters. Have you ever wondered how Boise trails get their names? Turns out there are many different origins, from the sentimental to the practical. Trails have been named after people, landmarks, plants, wildlife, more. Joining us today to talk more about the stories behind these trails is outdoors reporter for the Idaho Statesman, Nicole Blanchard. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hi, Samantha. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, why did you want to look into the history of Boise trails and how they got named?
So as an outdoors reporter and just a person living in Boise, obviously I've spent time on the trails and wondered this myself, but we're also working on a project for the Idaho Statesman called Oddly Idaho that's looking at some history, some kind of nostalgic pieces of Boise and the state, and some curiosities. So the kind of things that make you wonder, like, where did that come from? And I figured Boise trail names would be a perfect place to kind of dive into that in that project.
Well, let's talk about some of the names. I understand there's a Scott's Trail, Florence's Trail. These are named after people?
We've got a lot named after people. So Scott's Trail was named after Scott Van Cleek, who was a mountain biker here in Boise in the late 1980s, early 1990s, right before Ridge to Rivers, which now manages the trail system, got started. So a lot of these trails were created by mountain bikers who just found a game trail or a livestock trail and would just start riding it on their mountain bikes. And this was a trail that Scott found and pursued, and it kind of came to be known by his name. And Scott he's not in Boise anymore, but he is still around. And he told me that it is a great reminder of the memories that he made mountain biking with his friends and his loved ones to have that trail named after him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What about some of the trails were named after landmarks? And we've got Three Bears, Freddy's Stack Rock Trail, and then Table Rock, of course. Tell me about some of these.
Sure. So some of them seem pretty obvious, right? We've got Table Rock, which is a big plateau that is flat like a table. We've got Stack Rock, which if you've been out on that trail, you get to the end of it and there's this really cool rock formation that looks like it's piled up and you can see it above the trees. And then Three Bears was interesting. So we've got a ton of trails with animal names. And so I'm thinking maybe this is somewhere where there were a lot of bears or somebody saw three bears in one day. And no, it turns out that they're just referring to three hills on the route. So the city told me, you know, that's like Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and Baby Bear. Some of the folks who were in the mountain biking scene in the 80s had a little bit of a different take on it, saying that the hills were a bear to ride up.
Nice. Not actual bears, but that's probably less scary. So we're good with that.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. There's some unique backstories like Hard Guys Trail, Watchman Trail. Tell me about these.
Yeah. So Watchman Trail was really interesting to me. It's one of my favorites. It's got beautiful wildflowers and it connects with another trail that's called Femrights Patrol. And I learned that Femrights Patrol was named for Jim Femright, who was an Ada County Sheriff's deputy who patrolled the foothills on a motorcycle. So he was really the only person kind of enforcing any sort of order in the trails, is what people told me. He was the guy making sure people weren't dumping trash out there, that they weren't shooting where they weren't supposed to be. They weren't tearing up the road where they weren't supposed to be using motorized vehicles. And so I'm like, well, Femrights Trail intersects with this. Maybe Watchman is also for Jim Femright. And it turns out it's not related at all. It's actually, there was a mining claim up in that area. And the company that had that claim in, I believe, the 1980s, happened to be called Watchman Exploration. So that claim's not active anymore, but my guess is, you know, folks knew that it was up there and just called it like the Watchman Mine or the Watchman Property or something to that effect. And that kind of transformed into Watchman Trail.
Gotcha. So how are trails named now, like newer trails? How do they get their names? Is there a process for that?
So one thing that we've seen a lot recently is, you know, Boise has gotten to a point where we're sort of filling in the trail network with a lot of easements on private land and kind of patching things together that way. So we got like the Hawkins Ridge Reserve is the newest trail, and that's named for the family who owned the land. Peggy's Trail is kind of a newer one, and that also has a tie to the family who donated the trail easement. So that was in 2014, and it was Peggy Grossman's family who donated the trail easement. And so they tend to try to honor those family names or requests like that when folks are helping out by allowing an easement or donating or working with the city to sell some land.
Gotcha. That it's an amazing story. And people should pick it up because it's you've done a lot of research, looked at a lot of these trails, and I think it's great fun.
It is. It was a ton of fun.
Nicole, thanks so much, and thanks for looking these up. These are great.
Thank you, Samantha. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.